This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Uma and Ezra on the evening edition, keeping you company on your drive home. Len Mutt joins us in the studio as we take a look at stocks and markets. We're going to be talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and Donald Trump. I thought this was an old story now.
No, well, yeah. So after repeatedly calling it a disaster,
right,
Trump has said he's going to consider rejoining the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Wait.
One thing I want to think about Donald Trump, the consistency of this man.
Oh, I know, it's amazing, it's tremendous, isn't it?
So at this point, can we just not go, nah, like, too bad, you're out?
That's essentially what our caretaker international trade and industry ministers
said.
But we'll get to that in a bit. So basically what's happened is that Trump has said he's going to consider rejoining the pact, but only if the deal is substantially better than the one offered to former President Barack Obama. Apparently he's already directed his top staff, so including U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, to negotiate U.S. entry into the TPP. He tweeted, "The U.S. already has bilateral deals with 6 out of the 11 TPP nations, And the U.S. is working to make a deal with Japan, who has hit us hard on trade for years." So I don't know. I'm still surprised that we are receiving international trade policy news over Twitter.
But I mean, what did you expect, from Twitter?
Like, exactly.
I mean, just cat memes? I mean, we need some real stuff here.
Yeah, cat memes
are great.
That's true.
So this is coming on the heels of the trade dispute between the U.S. and China. Now, is this why Trump's decided to do an about-face on his TPP stance?
Quite possibly. I mean, so what the China conflict has done is that it's destabilized trade on a global scale. So Trump's come back under fire for his trade strategy, especially now as the U.S. is starting to feel the blowback from the steel and aluminium tariffs. So they haven't been implemented, but investors are running scared. So the prices of steel goods is on the rise in the U.S., and this is not just affecting industry, but it's also affecting the farm country, which is Trump's stronghold. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe that's why he's looking for a way to mitigate the effects of this spat with China.
You know, they're talking about porn stars and FBI investigations, mm-hmm, and Russian, mm-hmm, connections and all of that stuff.
Yep.
But let me tell you, this might be the straw that breaks the camel's back, because he wants to protect farmers. That's, mm-hmm, his base. I mean, if he loses them, if prices start going up, that could work really badly for him and the Republican Party.
Lynn, you mentioned that our caretaker international trade and industry minister responded to this particular development. What did they have to say?
So caretaker minister Dato' Sri Mustafa Mohamed tweeted again.
Everything's on Twitter.
Renegotiation will not only take a long time, but also alter the balance of benefits for parties. So, I mean, I don't envy his position. They've only just signed the CPTPP last month. So that's the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. And of course, mouthful. And of course, the whole point of the CPTPP was salvaging the Trans-Pacific Partnership without the US. So now the US says it wants back in. Talk about being late to the table.
Can I just say, Lynn Mark has, over the last couple of months, gotten really good at saying CPTPP really fast.
I think she's the queen of acronyms at this juncture.
You didn't see me practicing it outside.
Moving on to stocks, I saw Astro Malaysia Holdings in the news. What's happening with them?
So Astro Malaysia is going to pay 87.2 million ringgit cash to Myasat Global to lease an extra 6 transponders for 12 years from June. So this brings their total transponders at least to 24. They closed down 5.3% at 1 ringgit 98.
Lynn Mark, thank you very much for that wrap. Folks, stay tuned to the evening edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.